This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In 1939, the Roseau Times region tells of the visit from Santa in an article from December 21st. Did Santa Claus get a genuinely hearty welcome from the boys and girls of Roseau and adjacent trade territory Tuesday afternoon? Well, there is no doubt about it. The youngsters, however, noticed that while the genial old fellow seemed to have grown taller, he was also considerably less corpulent. Indications are that with the coming of the airplane, Santa has found it necessary to either reduce, although this is hard to believe, or the drought or grasshoppers have caused a shortage of things that add avoirdupois to any person's frame. However, Santa was on scheduled time, arriving at A.R. Lee's implement building a couple of minutes ahead of time. Looking around, he saw crowds of small children hurrying toward the municipal building, and there he also turned his footsteps. In a few minutes, the large municipal auditorium was swarming with children in the sixth grade and under. Teachers were there to keep them company, and all of the youngsters conducted themselves as real ladies and gentlemen, stated E.H. Nelson, president of the Commercial Club, which organization sponsored the event. The two grades taught by Miss Madison and Miss Johnson sang a number of Christmas carols at the auditorium under direction of Mrs. R.S. Rice. After the short program at the auditorium, the youngsters, headed by Santa Claus and policeman Clarence Green, formed a procession to march from the auditorium to the Roxy Theater, where J.O. Javrud was giving the kiddies a free show. The procession stopped in the middle of the central business block on Viola Avenue, and all joined in singing more of the Christmas songs under Mrs. Rice's direction. The young voices rose in a happy song, warming the hearts of the many elderly people and parents of the little boys and girls. At the theater, a series of comics was shown on the screen. The show lasted an hour, and did the kiddies enjoy it? As they left the theater, Santa Claus presented each boy and girl with a package containing candies, nuts, and an apple. Over 800 bags had been filled by the Commercial Club members, and all of them were given out at the theater. Cap Nelson complimented the boys and girls on their fine behavior and said it was a pleasure for the Commercial Club to be host to such a fine group. That day happened 80 years ago. I wonder how many of those little kids are still around. I remember Santa Claus days from when I was a kid, too. It was so exciting for us to get to watch a free movie with a whole theater full of little kids and then the Santa and candy. Happy holidays to you all. If you have a little time with your family or company tomorrow, stop by the Roseau County Museum and enjoy all the beautifully decorated Christmas trees. They'll soon be taken down, but the contest is still going on through Monday, the 23rd. Votes are counted based on cash donation for trees decorated by the following organizations: Sons of Norway Nordlys Lodge, Roseau Public Library, Roseau County 4-H Shooting Sports Club, Life Care Medical Center, Roseau Manor, Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota, Roseau Location, Roseau School PTO, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Twisted Roseau. There are also several trees decorated by the museum staff which aren't part of the contest, but add a lot to the museum's decorations. They've been decorated with artifacts and ornaments from days gone by. It's a very festive place at this time of the year. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.